This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
Time now to hear from Coach Jimbo Fisher on your home for the Aggies. ESPN 97.5. Presented by Jack's Grill. Here's John Lance and Coach Jimbo Fisher. Get them.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Time to bring in the head coach of them Aggs, Jimbo Fisher, again with us here on ESPN 97.5, your home for Aggie football here in Houston. Coach, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Man, doing great. Man, I don't know what people think, but that game in Arlington is always, always a tough, tough, tough football game. It doesn't matter. I don't care where the teams are in the standings or whatever, Coach. That's going to be a tough one, isn't it?
It always seems to be, and like I said, there's certain teams just always is the rivalry. Whether it's not, you just play a team well, and those two teams play each other very hard, and it means a lot.
Do you like that game in neutral site, or would you rather have a home-on-home?
You know, I don't mind it. I really don't, because I think it's good. But, you know, I think eventually it'll go back. I really do. But I don't mind this time. I think it's a good venue for our guys to play in and great for our fans and people who are in Dallas.
Coach, what did you think of Kellen Mond and what he did in this game versus the last couple of games and where you see him right now inside of your offense as you're hitting? I mean, you're not at the halfway point of the season, but you're creeping up on it. What do you think of how he's grown inside this season since there's
I thought he started that game very well. I thought
right. He
come out very sharp his first two or three throws. And, you know, we saw a perfect ball down the middle of the field. And our receiver, like you say, looked up and he said he lost it in that ceiling, which can happen at that place. If they lost it, misjudged it, didn't run through it, and we had a touchdown the first drive. Then we scored. I moved the ball very well. Then we had a miscommunication. It was a pull read. And it was not that the guy did on purpose. It was just something we do, and the guy clamped down the ball just a hair too much. We had a nice counterplay the other way. He played well there. And then he gets stripped on a throw that we're going to make. And then he takes a 2-minute drive and goes down for the half. He missed a throw in that drive. He could have scored, but he came back and scored. First half, I thought he played very well. I really did.
So that score before the half, Coach, I don't know where you rank him. Yeah, but I thought that was one of the most important scores of the year for you guys.
No doubt. And he got momentum back. That's the thing about the game that I said. We won the game. Our kids were very resilient. We competed hard. And it shows you when the urgency came on offense, that we did. We started very well, then hit that little lull in the second half. But that score coming out right there, get the momentum back, and they go down the field and score was a huge score. Anytime 2-minute, man, it really takes the wind, especially right before half.
Coach, I want to talk about the running game right now. You had a hard time getting it going, and you've got some talented offensive linemen. It has not come together like I expected from a consistency basis with the running game. We also know you have some running backs missing, which obviously can play into it. One of the things that I think is critical that you guys find is the explosive run and the ability to hit that 15-plus and really get those chunk plays. Can you talk for a second about, you know, the inconsistency with the run game and the importance of getting those chunk plays in today's game?
Oh, it is. I mean, you hit big plays. Big plays and turnovers didn't take games anymore. I mean, you got to be able to hit third down in red zone, but you got to be able to hit your big plays. You got to hit your turnovers and not have your turnovers. Excuse me, get them on defense. And you know, early we didn't get it going, but it was exciting. The two drives we had in the second half, one we ended with an interception, with precision. We had 8 out of 10 runs in that drive that were really good. Now, they were all 7 to 14-yard runs. There was a couple we know were above 12, but we got to find some more juice. And also, it's not just, we got to get our tight ends getting a little bit better. And then downfield, we were blocking pretty decent downfield with the wideout. We missed a cut or two. We got to hit that. And it's just a time. If people think of running game is all the rhythm and timing. When you come off the double team, when you hit the pull, when you hit the gap, and do those things. And we had a chance to have one actually on the fumble because we had a really nice counterplay to the quarterback going the other way and off the zone read one way. And we didn't get the pull. We got a miscommunication between the back and the quarterback, and we were trying to pull it, and they were trying to clamp on it. But we've got to keep grinding on it. We're in our pad level. Like I said earlier, we got to get a little lower in our pad level. We got to get our combo blocks and our steps when we're coming off to the second level a little bit more, maybe staying on level one at times a little bit more, and just time it up. And then actually we missed a cutter. We did miss a couple cuts too. I mean, it's a combination of everything. We just got to get in sync and get it going.
Jimbo Fisher with us here on ESPN 97.5. Yeah, I thought Justin, boy, what a turn of events with Justin's interception. I felt really bad for Nick Starkel on that hit. That was as big a hit as you will see, Coach. I felt, and then Ben Hicks, I thought, gave them a lift.
Yeah, he did. I mean, it was a big deal. We, like I say, it goes from we're up 14-3, and we're after that interception by Matabuke, which is huge on the throw down inside, and unfortunately got hurt. I asked Chad afterward, and he said he thought Nick was going to be okay. And what he did, hopefully, yes, Nick was. But he's a great young man, and he's actually doing a really good job in the game. And then, like I said, the run we come back, when we have it coming back, we're reading the end, which it comes upfield, we pull, and we have a count. They rotated out of the way. We had probably a 30-yard run on the other side, at least. I mean, and that's how quick a game can change on one miscommunication of a belly. And I read it, which is like the old Veer play, which is no different than dropping the ball in the opposite, really what you're doing. You know, one clamp, one pulls, and, you know, you get hung on the hip, and it comes out. And that's how it happens.
Yep.
Well, you got Bama coming up next, but not until after the bye week, so you have plenty of time from a preparation standpoint. How do you balance preparation versus getting your guys the necessary rest or recovery that they need at this
stage? We'll back to Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday hard this week, and we'll go back to some camp practice. We'll go back to fun. We got to get – we're going back to fundamental practice, our pad levels, our hands, our getting the double teams off defense, hitting gaps. We know I wasn't – we didn't fit the run very well on defense. I know I thought we gave up way too much on defense in that game, too. We didn't play as well as we normally do. Our run fits weren't there. They were able to run the football some areas. We didn't think they should have been able to. We missed thick gaps, didn't set edges two or three times. So we got to get that. We gave up a couple third and long. And so we got to get all those things fixed and get back to fundamentals. And that's what teams do. We got to get better as the year goes on because we got a four-game stretch there with Bama, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, and UTSA. And we need to play well during that stretch, and we have another off week. But we know we kind of break the season in segments like that. And we got to get to what we have to do it on these times. But fundamentally, as I said, we got to go back. The things we have are very fixable. They're fundamental things. They really are. I mean, they're extremely close things that we can get done. We just got to get them done.
Do you ever? And, you know, that's what I love is that it. You know, coaches recognize. Fans panic about stuff. Coaches recognize there are certain things that are coachable and executable, and there are other things where some guys just have physical deficiencies where they're just not good. You just may not be good enough at a position, but you're saying there's a lot of stuff that can be coached and fixed in short order.
Well, listen to this. We have the ball 11 drives in the game. We score 5 out of 11. All right? You score and you drop a touchdown on the first one. Score 2 touchdowns. Then you have a great play. We have a great setup there. We miscommunicate the quarterback in the back on a pull reader. We got the ball going the other way. The next drive, where we have we let a 4-eye loop outside against one of our group who got him in control, and all of a sudden he opens up his hip, and you know there's a tackle. When you open up your hip, you can stay square, let it push back, and we should have had a chip on it. We got another 20-yard gain down the field. This wide open throw we're getting ready to make, and then we take it 2 minutes and go right down the field. So really, two drives got stopped because we miscommunicated a pull, and miscommunicated we didn't get a chip on a run, and the tackle opens his hip. Or we're scoring 35 or 42 points. I mean, it's that close. People say, well, yeah, but it is. And that's the way we look at it. And then we come back out on two routes in the second half. We drift just a hair and man coverage, a lot of my undercut us. And Kellen, we had a great drive. And Kellen makes a mistake throwing the ball in the end zone to throw it away. Then we score two drives. And we're down both times. We were down in the game. We went back, got an immediate drive before the half, and then got two drives at the end of the game to get it. And so you say, you can see us do it. We have to do it more consistency. And defensively, we've got to be able to play with that consistency and play the third downs and fit the runs. We misfit some runs on jump cuts. That was something that we had never really had done all year, and it cost us in that game too. So those things are all coachable and fixable. And you show the players, and they do it. And they don't do it on purpose. We just have to do it more consistency, more and better technique.
I can tell that there were some things that were just missed that upset you, because your voice right now, you're going to have to get a bye week on your voice. I've been there before. That's one of those things where I always wondered, how hard is it to keep your voice to hold up when you're somebody who is vocal and you communicate and you yell a little bit, which I don't have a problem with. Is that something you've had you've ever had an issue with? Because I know
no, I don't. I just drink. I have no water with me right now. So
if
I get a little water, I'll be good.
So, Coach, let me ask you this: so 5 weeks in, you GPS track your players and know their energy level.
Yep.
Work great.
Does this come? I mean, this is where I think every team should have at least get a break after five.
Oh, there's no doubt. And I'll be honest with you, it's the first time we've had it. But having two bye weeks in the season that these kids at this age, I think is a good thing. I really do, because I think their bodies and minds, and plus you got the school and all the other, because they can't rehab all day like pros and things can because of that deal. So, you know, I think it is good. I think it's time for, you know, you can get some good hard work in, still stay in shape. You give them a couple of days where they can, their bodies can recover and do the things they have to do.
Yeah, you got one after UTSA between the 2nd and the 60th against South Carolina at home. So, like you said, there's a stretch coming up, and we'll certainly visit with you here coming up. But you got a bye week to get better, to get prepared, and of course you got Bama next. So, looking forward to that game for you guys, seeing if you can shock the world there in College Station. We're looking forward to it, Coach.
They are. They're a very good game, and we'll have our hands full, that's for sure.
Yeah. A couple of years ago, I think every team that they played in the SEC had a bye week before they played Alabama.
I'm sure Nick didn't mention that at all.
No, Nick mentioned it.
Well, they've got one this week, too.
So there you go. Maybe they took the bye because they had you guys. How's that? Coach, we appreciate it. Thanks for hanging, and best of luck. We will talk to you again next week.
Good luck, Coach.
Thank you.
All right, there's Jimbo Fisher right here on ESPN 97.5.